put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do Kirk Douglas, James Caan, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish and Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonica celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, Dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All 3 Stooges. Oh, boy. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I think his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica, but don't smoke marijuana. If you really, really wanna, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Happy holidays. It is the holiday season here on Why Is This a Thing, coming to a close, as a matter of fact. And what a holiday season it's been, guys. All 2 episodes of it.
Yeah.
It's
wonderful.
Been quite a good time. The first episode in this little adventure that we've done was a recap of the Star Wars Christmas special.
Yep.
Something that we did not enjoy, but had a good time talking about it. This is another thing that, I don't know, I'll speak for myself, it's something that I did not enjoy, and I have a lot of thoughts about it, though, and we're going to talk about it now, and we decided, because we are an inclusive, diverse podcast, you know, that we're not in the business of being biased and I don't know, just very American, centralized? What's the word? This white privilege, you know? Yes. We're not a bunch of white privilege motherfuckers that are talking just about Christmas, right? There's other holidays out there.
Sure.
There's Kwanzaa. There's Festivus. Mm. There's, are there any other ones? What do the Muslims celebrate this time?
I was just going to say.
What do they do? Do the Muslims celebrate anymore?
I mean,
do the Muslims have anything to celebrate for now?
Around the holidays?
I have a hard time feeling like the Muslims are having a good time anymore.
You think that would make them happier? Oh, that was bad.
I don't know, man. I'm just thinking, like, you know, like if I'm a Muslim, like Ramadan's a holiday, right? It's a Muslim holiday. Is that Ramadan? That's Jewish. Yeah. Is that Jewish?
No. I think it's Muslim, but I think it's. What is Ramadan? What do they do?
I don't know what they do, but I'm just saying they have nothing to celebrate.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you got to feel good about these days? It's like, you know, it's...
Oh, my God. I'm sorry to pull another South Park reference here, but I just love that episode where Santa goes and bombs the shit out of the Middle East. Santa Claus.
I need to catch up on my cell phone.
Is that the one where he's also the Prophet Muhammad? Where Santa, like, takes off his mask and he's the Prophet Muhammad?
Oh, no. That's a much newer episode. Okay. You're very controversial episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was a little on the fringes.
I love it.
We decided to end this holiday. Actually, we have one more, don't we? We have one more holiday show.
Yeah.
We're going to do it after Christmas because that's how we roll.
Because, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we save all the holiday shopping to the last second. That's how we roll here. We're going to do a gift swap. But before then, we are going to celebrate the Jews. That's right.
All the Jews?
All of them.
Every Jew.
Every single Jew. Because you know what? Every single Jew, most every single Jew deserves our celebration. And we're going to, we're throwing the Jews a bone. Because I feel like, this time of year, it's easy to sort of bury Hanukkah and all their traditions. And It's a tough year for the Jews. I mean, if you really think about it.
Isn't it always a tough year for the Jews?
I think just this particular year, I don't think the Jews are in a good place.
This year, right now, we're choosing getting our pain out of the way early. From here on out, it's going to be nothing but smooth sailing. Yeah. You ever seen that episode of Family Guy where they're building the fucking pyramids?
Yeah.
I love that joke. Oh, it's so awful.
Here's the point, right? We're talking about the war on Christmas every year, it seems, and we got to make Christmas great again. We literally got our president said those words. Our president got mad last year because the Starbucks cup eliminated the snowflakes. He was like, why'd you de-Christmasify the Starbucks cup? We got to make Christmas great again. You know what? We got to make Hanukkah great again. Actually, you know what? We don't have to make Hanukkah great again. We have to make Hanukkah great to begin with. Because I have a rant. By the way, the movie that we watched was 8 Crazy Nights.
Yes.
It stars and was created by, I believe it was written by, a man by the name of Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And astute listeners of this podcast will know my thoughts on Adam Sandler. And they aren't very good. I've ranted several times. He is my most hated person. Period. Period. In the world ever lived anything.
Was he always your most hated person? Did that change over time?
It's been that way for a while.
Okay.
It's been that way for a while.
Because before this, I mentioned that I like Happy Gilmore, and then you replied with, do you also like dicks?
Yes.
So that's quite a long time, Nico, for not liking Adam Sandler, if we're talking about Happy Gilmore.
I have always hated Adam Sandler movies.
All right.
I never got them. And the reason why I hate him, I mean, I guess especially, I think in a bubble, I would still find him very distasteful and just not funny.
Mm.
I mean, that's the thing with Adam Sandler. It's very easy to please me, right? Just be funny. I like funny people. I don't like unfunny people. Adam Sandler is not funny. So, and I've hated how growing up it was always shoved down my throat because my friends always liked Adam Sandler movies. They loved Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison and Big Daddy and The Waterboy and all that shit. And I never found it very funny. I just thought it was, a series of just stupid shit jokes.
To your credit, Happy Gilmore is really the only Adam Sandler film that I actually genuinely like. That's about it.
I like the Bob Barker scene in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Price is wrong, bitch.
That's about it.
Billy Madison has the one scene where the guy's like, Mr. Madison, what you have just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. And that's
everyone
is now dumber
for listening to it.
May God have mercy on your soul. That's pretty funny. I laugh at that every time.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
I hate Adam Sandler. I despise him with the passion of 1,000 suns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So December 13th is a Muslim holiday.
Oh really?
Yep.
Fact checker.
What is it? I'm probably going to it says Milad un Nabi or the Prophet's birthday. So there's that.
Okay. So it's kind of like their Christmas, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm,
sort of.
And for you, Nico, it was I just had it. Hold on. Paul Newman and Goldie Hawn. Together, they make a fine, good-looking Jew.
Okay.
No, we were We were trying to. I was trying to think of the one of the lines from Adam Sandler's first Hanukkah song.
Yeah.
And
by the way, the listeners of this podcast will have heard the whole thing as the introduction for this podcast.
Oh my God, yes. So I couldn't think of it, and then Nico was talking about how, who do you say was like, put the two together and that's a fine looking Jew or whatever, and I remember the line, put them together, what a fine looking Jew, and it's Paul Newman and Goldie Hawn.
Gotcha. Okay. Sure. Anyway, yeah, we're talking about this movie. It's a cartoon, by the way. What year did it come out?
2002.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. He had a stretch of just shit. Mm. Actually, really, his whole life is a stretch of shit. So we're going to talk about this and about Hanukkah in general, but I do want to say this about Adam Sandler. The Jews deserve better. And this is something that has been said during history time and time again.
Well, the Jews have had it pretty good in the realm of film and just media in general.
I get that.
They got Jerry Seinfeld. They got Steven Spielberg. They got some good ones in there, you know?
I understand.
Larry David.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Pretty much all my heroes are Jews. Absolutely. Like any.
It's a weird podcast.
Great quote. Pretty much all my heroes are Jews.
No, like no.
Put that on Twitter. Hashtag all my heroes are Jews.
If you look at the biggest comedians of all time, like I don't know, 70% of them are Jewish. I mean, it's just like comedy is dominated by Jewish voices. And, like, Hollywood is, too. Like, if you look at, like, you know, this gets into, like, KKK territory. But, like, that's, you know, the thing you hear about from the Klan all the time is, oh, the Jews have taken over Hollywood and they're putting their Jew values in all our movies.
Good.
Yeah.
Let them.
I know. Exactly. I never understood that. It's like, yeah, they're also funnier than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I mean,
are you ashamed of Woody Allen?
Yes.
Probably
bad
not.
Example.
Very bad example.
I like Woody Allen quite a bit.
Yeah, no, I understand.
He's a weird guy.
I like his movies.
He's a weird guy. Yeah.
Him as a person, not so much. But
not the greatest.
Well, of
person,
course, I'm referring to Woody Allen in the realm of his films and his writing. Well, I'm sorry.
Instead
of
just saying,
I'm
what
sorry,
about Woody Allen?
I didn't specify. You know, I understand he's a weird motherfucker.
And I understand him.
Weird is a term.
It's a term. It's a little generous.
It's a little generous, okay. Sure. Yes.
No, I love film.
It's like saying he's just eclectic. No, he's not.
Yeah.
I love films with love interests that are half the age of the protagonist. It's always a great time. Oh, yeah, creepy relationships with minors. That's what I like. No, of course, I love Woody, too. But it's just someone that does sort of seep in every once in a while with a Woody Allen movie. Yeah. You're just like, oh, this is kind of, you know, like freaking Manhattan and you know.
And, well, is there – there's a little bit of it in Annie Hall.
Kind of. I mean, Annie Hall's a little younger than him.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, there's – what
no,
was
but
I watching?
There's – what else does he – there's
– Miley Cyrus he did it with in that TV show he did, which was horrible that came out this
year.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, I keep forgetting he did that.
Yeah, so did he. Everybody's trying to forget.
Like everyone.
It was awful. Yeah, but Miley Cyrus was in it. And he has very, like, weird I don't know, like you sort of see his type seeping into his screenplays. It's kind of odd.
I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if it's like, oh, it's just something he's fascinated about for exploring in his movies. But if his real life kind of reflects that as well, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's very odd.
You know.
No. Other than that, yeah, no. The Jews are great. Here's my point. In the realm of the holidays, and when it comes specifically to Hanukkah, the only representation that these motherfuckers have is this Adam Sandler dude.
And that one Disney movie.
What? They made a Disney movie?
Was it called Full Court Miracle?
I've never heard of that. That's a Jewish movie?
I haven't heard of
it. It's a Hanukkah movie?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Court Miracle.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's about a Jewish basketball league.
Oh.
Of course.
I don't know why.
The Jewish basketball leagues.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A
little bit of because if the one, I know. Really.
It was a Disney movie.
Yeah, because the one thing that the Jews are known for is their ability to play hoop.
It actually came out a year after this one, so
little inspiration there. I love this movie.
No, it was a Disney movie. It came out in 2003.
How'd it do?
Well, I think that question about answers itself.
I mean, I used to watch it when it was on.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't on much, but when it was.
It was on at 3 in the morning when all, you know.
When I should have been asleep.
All the Jewish kids were still up as all the
you
Christians
were sleeping. You can buy it for $1 on Amazon.
I'm sure you can. Here's the thing. Like, there's – I guess this is the premise of the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song and what he's doing with this movie is he wanted to sort of give Jewish kids something to sing about on their holiday, right? And to make it feel like they're part of the sort of the festivities and fanfare of the holiday season. Literally, pick anybody else in the world – and I would appreciate that effort way more because he's done a horrible job. The Hanukkah song I really like.
Yeah.
But I was waiting the entire hour and 15 minute running time of this movie for the Hanukkah song, and it finally played during the credits. And I'm like, why was this just not the movie? Because this thing is fucking shit. It is. And I gotta tell you, if I was like a Jewish kid and my mom was like, here's a Hanukkah movie for you to enjoy. It's like, listen, Ma, I'm an atheist now. I'm sorry. Like, I'm giving up on this freaking holiday if I get to hang out with this guy. Like, he's awful.
This is barely a Hanukkah movie.
That, great point. That's a, okay. Yes. Expunge on that a little bit more.
Like, I feel like this film pays no attention to Hanukkah at all. It's very, very much. It's far more interested in Christmas. You know, I was waiting for like some sort of interesting, you know, Hanukkah thing, but instead I got a bunch of like Christmas movie cliches. You know, it's very much in line with that type of style, in quotes. And it doesn't. It, you know, the whole thing just feels like an elongated Christmas film, and they don't really talk about Hanukkah all that much either. It sucks.
It's very true.
Yeah, like he just happens to be Jewish.
Yeah.
Like it's
completely incidental. So.
And the movie's also called Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah.
Does that describe the plot of the movie whatsoever?
No, I think it takes place over like a couple days or something.
Yeah, no, I get that Hanukkah's eight nights.
Not 8 days. It felt like it was like 3 days or something. Because don't they talk about the annual patch thing, whatever the fuck that was, like happening the next day constantly?
Yes.
So that's like 2 days.
Yeah, it's
they just talk about how it's going to be. Literally, the start of the movie is day one, and then it skips like 2 days. And then the end of the movie is on the eighth night of Hanukkah.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Also, beyond that point, though, not very crazy. No. However many days there were. No, it's not very crazy at all.
No.
There's really, like, there's not much of a plot to this movie. I don't really have much of a plot, and if there is a plot, I don't understand it.
It's not much of a plot.
There's something there. Hey.
There's something there.
The
plot, doesn't really help.
Plot in a film is simply defined as the series of events in a story or a film.
Look at Kubrick over here.
Kubrick?
Yeah. Go film an orgy, for God's sake.
I will film an orgy, Nico. I will go film an orgy right now.
One day you'll film an orgy. Oh, speaking of orgies.
speaking of orgies.
Where the hell am I?
Side note, because I really don't want to talk about this movie. Have you been on Tinder recently?
Think about that.
I understand. Have you been on Tinder recently? Have you ever had a Tinder?
No.
Why?
I just don't care.
Okay. Well, I haven't been on Tinder in a long time. I made a Tinder about 2 years ago.
Remember that. Okay.
No, because they set it up and set his preference to guys.
Well, that's not really what happened. What happened was,
oh my god,
I set the Tinder as normal. Then I handed my phone off because I was getting no matches.
Yeah.
And I told my friends to work their magic with my profile.
Then they switched it.
and
their magic.
He got so many likes.
I got like 10 times the amount of likes I'd get normally.
Oh my god.
And I wasn't sure to be flattered by that or to be disturbed or whatever, but like, yeah, anyway. So I was at work today, not working. And we were talking about Tinder profiles for some reason, and I pulled up a Tinder profile, and I discovered that there's this new setting called Tinder Friends. And Tinder Friends gives you, like, three different chicks at the same time. Ooh. So let me give you an example. So, like, this is, like Tinder Friends, right? So you get like all three girls and they're all like friends and they're going out at the same time, right? So you got to get like two buddies and the three of you can go on like a triple date or whatever. And like with the Tinder culture, doesn't that mean that like you're expecting to have an orgy?
I don't know.
That was my first thought.
I mean, yeah.
Because if the point of Tinder is like one hookup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm on Tinder just to hook up with chicks, like, if I'm doing Tinder Friends, that means, like, I'm a swinger. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get down with my bros.
You want to get down with your bros?
Yes, because you have to put two of your friends on there to go on this triple date. I think it's weird. I think it's a little incestuous.
No, yeah.
Again. Oh, I know. No, we looked it up.
Yes.
We looked it up, and you are using that correctly, actually.
Mm.
I remember we had that argument.
Presumptuous? Is that what you...
No, incestuous.
Oh, incestuous. I was like,
do you remember that argument that we had?
About... Yeah, you kept
using it, and I'm like, I don't think you're using that correctly. So yes. We looked it up, and we were all astonished.
Incest? I mean, when I think of it, I just think of, you know, sexual relations between family members.
Yeah, but it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not strictly that.
No.
No, it can just be a general sense of just, like,
I don't remember what the actual thing was, but... You're using it correctly, that's all I know.
Yeah, like anything that's it's all a little too close-knit. Like, that can sort of mean incestuous.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, so, if I'm scratching my... Nepotism might be another example for it. You know what I mean? Okay. But yeah, it's incestuous.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I think so, right? I think that's correct.
Nepotism? Yeah.
I don't know.
We're trying to sound smart here.
It's like, well, that ship has sailed. Let's talk about this movie. Okay. Yeah. There's not eight crazy nights. There's not really eight nights. It's not really about Hanukkah, but it's a movie that is narrated by Rob Schneider and starring Adam Sandler as a drunk.
And
as his Yoda creature.
And
as, what?
Missing one of the characters.
Improv game we're playing? What are we doing?
No. He plays Davey.
Yeah.
Whitey and Eleanor.
I feel like he probably...
Oh, he plays Eleanor too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the deer.
I was just about to say. I think he does
and
the deer,
yeah.
Yeah.
This is a real Dr. Strangelove-esque performance out of Adam Sandler. I gotta tell you. Why does this man insist on playing multiple parts in his movies?
He's got range. let him. You can't trap a creative soul like that, Nico.
It's. I wouldn't say a range. I'd say it's more like a putting green.
Yeah.
Much smaller.
No, I got it.
Thank
I got it. No.
Okay.
A mini golf course is what it is.
Yeah.
It's really like a more of a prairie.
I guess that makes sense.
I'll go sit in the corner later.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah, please do. Yeah. Like all the Jewish kids during the holidays.
They're terrible? Wait a minute.
Wait.
Go sit in the corner.
Go sit in the corner.
Spin your damn dreidel. What is the deal with the dreidel?
Have you seen the Dr. Dreidel?
No.
It's a dreidel that just has Dr. Dre's face on it. It's the Dr. Dreidel. It's fucking great.
Oh, that's
great.
Wonderful.
What do you mean, what's the deal with the dreidel?
Yeah, what is that supposed to be fun? Do Jewish kids like spinning a dreidel?
Well, you spin it and then you get like little coins and shit.
No, it's a game.
Yeah. It's a game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you spin it and there's four different markings on the dreidel.
Right.
And one means you take the pot, like, so if you spin it, and one of them is like you put half of your coins into the pot in like the center of the table or whatever. One is you put one coin, one is you take the pot, and one is I think you take half the pot.
So it's gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you'd probably enjoy
it. Maybe I could get into that. Okay, maybe I could play a little dreidel.
I gotta say, if we're talking about this all this Jewish stuff, BB&B has a terrible Hanukkah selection.
Oh.
Everything has a terrible Hanukkah
selection. Explain what BB&B is.
BB&B is one of two jobs that I currently hold, and it's it's retail at the great store of Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yes, another store that Adam Sandler is quite familiar with.
You beat me to it! Damn it!
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I'm kind of upset that Beyond section isn't like they display it in movies.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of depressed about that.
You know what? The
and by that I mean Christopher Walken is not working there.
Yeah, that's it.
I walk into a BB&B and I think, "Where's Walken at?"
Was that your Walken?
It started as a Walken, but then I realized why would Christopher Walken be asking where Christopher Walken? But at the same time, maybe that is something that he asks himself on a daily basis. You know, he gets up and he goes, I got a fever, and you know, where's Walken?
I wouldn't. I mean, he's
got a fever, and he's wondering where he is. Is the fact that he has a fever?
He could show.
Does he have a fever, and now he's wondering where he is because of the fever?
No,
or is the fever? He doesn't know where.
He's wondering where he is, and that's giving him a fever.
Okay,
yeah, that's what's happening.
Interesting. Yeah. He could show up to the Bed Bath and Beyond.
I do a very bad walk-in. Can you do a better walk-in?
I cannot do a better walk-in.
Adam, can you do a good better walk-in?
Can you do a good
walk-in?
No, walk-in?
I can only do a Gollum impression. That's it.
Well, now you have to.
Oh, no.
Sure. Uh-oh. But, no.
Ladies, get ready to grow your virginity back. Go
do
ahead.
Okay. Battances. What is a battances, precious?
That's actually pretty good.
Is it soft? Is it?
Baggins in the bread!
You need to stop.
They're thieves. They're thieves. They're very immature thieves.
Okay, you can stop now. Okay. That's actually really good.
Yeah. Not bad, right?
That's actually pretty good.
This is my real voice now? Yeah, no. Pretty good.
Again, the ladies just grabbed a mop at home. They're going. I gotta keep nuts for that one.
You're
a man of many talents. You can do that. You can do the weird thing with the whistle. It's good.
It's really cool to listen to, but it's super annoying.
I love just doing it, and people they go like that. They just look at they're trying to figure out where the hell it's coming from.
In the Venn diagram of noises, that's in the middle between really cool.
Just
and
off.
Super fucking annoying.
It's not the weirdest thing, like weirdest stupid talent that I have.
Oh god.
It's not that kind of show.
No.
There are children. somewhere.
There are children watching.
Yeah, right now.
They're watching.
They're in the corner.
They're in the corner.
Yeah.
They're just peeking out from behind the curtain.
Okay.
Get back in your cell!
Son of a bitch.
Wow, you went kind of southern. Okay, wait a minute. That's weird.
Okay.
I was saying...
I'm a Woody Allen type.
Oh my god.
Here's us.
Yeah.
Here's where we should be.
Yes. Great visual stuff for the podcast. Too. Great.
It's just for us.
No, yeah. What's it?
No, so is this podcast.
What's your talent?
I have an innie and an outie.
Excuse me?
I have an innie and an outie.
Can we say that on one?
like a belly button, guys. You know, it's just a belly button.
But okay, how is that a talent?
It's relatively innocuous.
Adam,
but
can you change?
Adam, stand up.
Oh, you can change it.
Adam, stand up.
Now we need to see this.
Stand up. Unzip your shirt.
Again, great visual. But
oh, look at that.
Get it tucked in. Wait,
my shirt was tucked in.
Okay. Yeah,
and that's how it is normally.
Okay.
I'm just going to fuck around with it.
Okay, he's currently picking at his... Oh!
Why is an outie so weird? An outie is weird.
Oh my god, look at that! You know what that's like? That's like when you used to like put Play-Doh through like those little... molds? Yeah, and you would like push it through and it would come through like spaghetti.
Okay, put your shirt back down.
Oh god. Oh, I will never unsee that.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh. Oh, my God.
That was your first night's gift.
Oh, yeah. He just put pressure on his stomach and just pushed it out like a...
Yeah, that's weird. Don't ever do that again.
Guys.
Anywhere.
I'm just...
No. Promise me.
I have done this in many places before.
Are you allowed to go back to these places?
and undo it? Yeah, to change time so no one can ever see this?
Oh, my God. No. I'm saying, did they ban you from these places? Nico got it.
Yeah, no, that's got to be indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Because, I will say this. Kind of looks like a dick. And, like... You know, that's again, we'll never be able to unsee it.
Is this better or worse than the click cunning scene in Antichrist?
Couldn't tell you.
That's right.
I looked away for like 2 seconds and it was doing that.
Good answer.
What do you think, Nico?
Jury's out on that one.
But guys,
six of one, half dozen another.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I rated it to someone that's seen Antichrist. And we talked about
really?
It. I work with someone that saw Antichrist.
Is he a fan of Antichrist?
No, he's not a fan of Antichrist. But he saw it in the theater.
What?
He went, he had a buddy that loved Lars von Trier.
Oh.
And he like asked this person that I work with, hey, you ever seen a Lars von Trier movie? And he's like, no, but I'd love to start now. And he saw Antichrist and we discussed it in vivid detail. And then I told him about Kill Me-a-thon. And that whole premise. And, yeah, well, that guy never talks to me again. What the fuck were we talking about? Oh, Hanukkah.
That's right.
The Jews could do better. That's where we were.
That's my thing. Yeah, I don't like that he's the representative for Hanukkah. I don't like that he is the face of Hanukkah. You know, whoever did Elf on the Shelf needs to, like, do something for Hanukkah. You know what I mean? Like, they got to figure out a way to brand it better because there is no good branding going on right now in the Jewish community. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm just going to nod and say yes.
They need
sure,
to do
yeah, of course. Naturally.
You know what Elf on the Shelf is, right?
Yeah, I know what Elf on the Shelf is.
Yeah, Elf on the Shelf.
Why would I not know what Elf on the Shelf is?
Is a stupid fucking thing that made $1 billion.
But people go hard over it. Like, Sarah Michelle Gellar is obsessed with Elf on the Shelf.
I know this firsthand because I work at fucking Bed Bath & Beyond.
Well, yeah. at my daycare, like, every room did it.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah.
I don't understand it, but...
That's the thing, though. It's clearly all marketing. The only reason why Elf on the Shelf is popular is because they marketed it well. Like, why can't we get the same PR department to work on Hanukkah?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I get it. Adam Sandler made one kind of funny song during Weekend Update. But you know what happens with Weekend Update sketches? They end right there. We don't rewatch Weekend Update sketches. Like, really, you know what I mean?
I've rewatched Stefan a lot.
Okay, fine. But no, you know, I never had to do that because it seems like every week they would do Stefan again. So there's no reason to, like, I would just flip on SNL. Oh, great. New York's hottest club. It's the same joke over and over again. Do you know what Stefan is?
No.
Okay.
Love Stefan.
Yeah. Stefan. Okay. I get it. No, it was a fine song. But, like, he has milked that one song. He almost made that into a career.
Yeah.
He almost, like, made that into, like, he turned that into, like, major movie stardom. Because I feel like he was not really on the map before that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was never, like, good on SNL. He didn't have any, like, good characters or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Same deal here. Anyway.
Just nod and say
yes. Yeah, cool.
Adam, explain the plot of this movie.
Okay, so, Davy Stone is a reckless drunk, and he ends up getting a little in trouble with
the
law.
Kind of redundant.
Yeah, true. You could be a drunk and not be reckless, right? Sure.
You can be a dignified.
Wow, you could not keep that together.
My brother's kind of a drunk, and he's not that reckless.
Okay, is he kind of a drunk or is he a drunk?
No, he's not. He's not really
exactly.
A drunk.
Exactly.
So much of a drunk, by the way. He's getting drunk at Chinese restaurants.
Yeah.
I want to point that out.
For scorpion bowls.
Yeah. He's not going to bars. He's not even going to a package store, putting it in a paper bag and sitting in the parking lot. Like, he is going and bothering the waiting staff of this Chinese restaurant and getting hammered in there.
To be fair, scorpion bowls can kick your ass.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never had a scorpion
bowl. It's like all booze.
Is there any sake in there?
Probably.
Hold on. Sake.
I think that's Japanese.
That is Japanese.
Yeah.
Oh. Gotta look it up.
Keep talking. It's gonna take. It's,
anyway,
the internet sucks.
So yeah, he ends up destroying some beautiful Christmas and Hanukkah ice sculptures. And then he gets in trouble with the law, and he's about to go to jail. But then, good old Whitey Duvall decides.
Thank God, somebody else here likes to remember character names.
Oh yeah. I know what I'm
Wait
talking.
Till Nick comes back.
No, oh, boy.
Yeah.
But,
Nick won't remember the name of the movie we just talked about. We just watched.
He's done Nick, that before.
He definitely has.
He has totally forgotten the movie we were watching.
Nick doesn't care about movies, does he?
Nick doesn't care about a lot of things.
Sure.
He doesn't care about podcasting either, but he still does it. That's Nick. Here's the thing about Nick. We only get one more week to shit talk him, so let's do it now. He is so committed to things that he will power his way through shit that he doesn't give a flying fuck about. Like, so well. I really do respect it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He sucks it up because I know he can't put up with Zach and I shit half the time. Because we sometimes go crazy for this and he's just got to
And then he's just there.
Yeah, he's just there to be a humble podcast host.
Anyway. I don't know. I guess I haven't known him. I mean, obviously not as long as you guys, but yeah, he's a very very attentive to his work and shit like that. But no, I haven't gotten that impression yet.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
You will see new levels
in there.
Of don't give a fuck. You have never seen a guy that has given less of a shit that he's worked so hard to accomplish.
It
really is.
It's what we said on. When we recorded for Nico,
yeah,
it's he doesn't want Nico to be right all the time, so he'll just disagree with him.
Yes.
Now take that idea and apply it to everything in your life, and now you're Nick Evangelista.
Accurate. He works hard out of spite, really.
Yeah.
It's like he works hard because he has a chip on his shoulder. Mm. He's like, you know what I mean? It's like,
well, because it's there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's just work.
Yeah.
He just likes work.
I don't know if he likes.
I don't know if he likes work. I think he's kind of addicted to the idea of just getting things done.
Yes, that's what it is.
It's just gratifying. And
yes,
I feel like his perfect weekend day would be to complete a to-do list.
Right. He loves. Well, no,
so
he
excited.
Step one is to make a to-do list.
Yes, he loves to-do lists. He loves calendars.
Yeah.
He loves having everything planned out. Yeah, because I think he is addicted to the sense of accomplishment.
Of accomplishment, yeah.
He likes finishing tasks.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Yes.
It's technically
a great
thing.
Quality.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic quality. I don't get how
quality.
He does. Oh, neither do I. I can't fake my way through anything. I am very, very bad at faking my way through something that I don't give a shit about. You know?
Yeah.
Whereas Nick is very good at it. Yeah, absolutely.
I sometimes operate better, at least if I'm writing something for school, I operate better if I just bullshit the whole thing. I've gotten some of the best grades I've ever gotten on essays for just bullshitting the entire fucking
thing. Oh, yeah, no.
I don't understand why. I wrote a paper a couple weeks ago about Repo Man and the social themes in that, and I had no fucking idea.
The genetic opera?
No. The one with Emilio Estevez and Harry Dean Stanton. It's a great movie. I love that movie. Have you seen Repo Man?
I have. Have you seen Paris, Texas?
Not yet.
No?
I love
Harry Dean Stanton is phenomenal.
Yeah, I hear he is phenomenal. Yeah,
you gotta see that movie.
I love Harry Dean Stanton.
I do too. One of the buried, underappreciated character actors.
Floats in and out of everything. It's great.
He's fucking phenomenal. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But no, yeah, I wrote a paper about Repo Man, which I like quite a bit. Mm. And the topic was talk about the social themes and that. And it's not always what that movie's about, but it sort of touches on that. But I had to pull something completely out of my ass to write anything about it. So I don't know. What the fuck did I talk about? I don't even fucking remember. The point is it was a load of shit, and I ended up getting nearly a perfect score. Without having any clue what I was talking about. And it was And I don't understand how that works.
Nick's also very good at that too. I'm very bad at that. Like here, yeah. I think here's what Nick. He's uncomfortable with a blank page. Like Nick staring at something that is empty and non-productive and just nothingness really bothers him. Like he likes constant activity. Me, I will stare at a blank, like Word document on my computer screen until I fall asleep, get up the next day, and then procrastinate again on it. Like if I'm not feeling it, I just can't do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I have to like be inspired. I have to like, you know, some inspiration has to strike me. I'm very bad at that. I wish I was better, but I can't.
And I'm like a nice, comfortable. Like if I sit down and I like know I have to write it, and I force myself to write just a little bit, then I'm like Nick, and oh, it has to be done now.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think just that's my OCD telling me it needs to, it can't be half done.
Yeah. See, I'm
but
sort
like,
of,
it's,
I don't like the blank page either. I have pretty bad OCD.
Yeah.
And it bothers the shit out of me on a daily basis. But, you know, and I'm always moving. I can't sit still, you know. I feel like you guys have probably noticed that by now. And I just.
You know why we haven't? Because we've been used to it with Nick for 11 fucking years.
Really?
Yeah.
There are times, I'd say this about Nick all the time. I specifically remember I was hanging out with Nick. I think it was probably, he does that all the time.
He taps his fingers together.
Yeah, he does that. He sometimes drums like this. He just taps his fingers like this. And it's really annoying if you listen to it.
I've gone out to dinner with this guy, with him so many goddamn times. And I'll be like looking over the menu or like waiting for something to come out, like checking my phone, and I'll just hear.
Yeah.
And I'll look over, and Nick's like just absentmindedly, like just staring around the restaurant, nodding and drunk. And then I have to like engage him in conversation and get him to just stop tapping. But I love that about Nick.
We were hanging out, and it was probably the three of us, now that I'm thinking about it, because it was down here. And he'll probably do it again, so be on the lookout for this.
Oh my God, yeah.
But we're all sitting around. And we were talking about something so innocuous. And I was buried in my couch, as I have a tendency to do, under blankets, under pillows and stuff. And Zach's sort of sitting around and chilling. And we're talking about something weird on like a Saturday night. And Nick just out of nowhere stands up and starts pacing the room back and forth, not acknowledging the fact that he's pacing, and just continuing on with the flow of conversation as if nothing is happening. And I just realized, like, what the hell are you doing? Like, we're you're doing cardio in between our conversation? what's going on?
Now that you mention that, he does that more than I thought he did.
Does it all the time.
He does it, or he'll, like, I've seen him jump from seat to seat on a couch.
Yes.
Like, he'll just get up and, like, shift. Until he slowly just shifts all the way down the couch, and then back, and then again.
It's like a dog.
And back again. Yeah. Nick is a dog.
That we know.
Okay.
That we know. I think just like, it's weird. He hates stillness. He hates non-activity. Me, I can't get enough of non-activity. That fuels me. It drives me. Having nothing to do is great. Boredom and loneliness and emptiness is fucking fantastic. It's what my best work is. When I'm sitting alone doing jack shit, just thinking. Nick can't do that. Nick's always gonna be fidgeting and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You'll see when he gets back.
It's as we now go. that we've said it.
Yeah,
you will notice it every time you see him. All these
Man, I miss.
I'm surprised.
So much.
I
miss him so much.
Because Nick was the first person I met when I went to Central. I think I've actually met him on a tour of the campus, which was before I even went to the school. And then we just so happened to be in like 1,000 different classes.
And he was probably carrying like 7 notebooks.
Yeah, it was.
Or that stupid clipboard that he used to carry.
Yes.
Do you remember where he would just store everything in it?
What a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy. Oh, man.
So Adam Sandler.
So many stories. Okay,
Adam Sandler. How did we get on that topic?
Go down memory lane. I'm like,
okay.
No, because we so desperately don't want to talk about this movie because it's so horrible. The plot. So, he's a drunk, right? And as he's in the courtroom and the judge is about to sentence him to jail time.
For 10 years.
Mm-hmm. For 10 years for just sort of being a town
scoundrel.
Drunk, right?
Yeah.
That's all he did, right? Like, I know a couple town drunks. I don't think I'd put him away for 10 years. I'm pretty sure the cops know them. It's just like, yeah, whatever. That's Billy.
What would have his crimes...
Oh, Jeff.
His actual crimes would have been, I mean, public indecency, but apart from that, like, destroying...
grand larceny.
Sure.
I mean, he did have sex with his car.
Well, simulated sex.
Yeah. That's it's just frowned upon, Nico.
That's true. Yeah, no, I
masturbated on the airplane. Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you tell me you know what movie that's from?
What?
Oh.
Say that again.
He doesn't know.
What'd you just say? Say that again.
It's like masturbating on an airplane. It's just frowned upon.
Pretty sure that's illegal too.
That's the follow-up line. That's the next line.
Ooh. Does Nico like this movie?
I actually have no idea.
I feel like you might not like it. I don't know.
No, I feel like you would. What movie? Hangover.
The Hangover, yeah.
Hangover?
The first one.
I like The Hangover.
When they're talking about Common Cause.
I've only seen it once, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the guy that revisits The Hangover over and over again. Yeah, the Hangover's fine. Yeah, it's okay.
I felt like Adam there for a second. Please tell me you don't like that
song. You know. It's kind of like the episode of Seinfeld.
Of course it
where is. It's the Jew episode. Anything. I'm allowed to bring it up.
Absolutely anything this man can relate to.
So here's the deal. Like, no, he totally ripped this off from Seinfeld. Because when they're pitching the pilot of the show to NBC to sell them the Seinfeld plot.
The Seinfeld plot.
Yeah, the plot of that pilot is Jerry gets... is it George? I forget what happened. It's either Jerry or George gets in a car accident, but he can't pay the money to cover the damages, so the judge sentences him to be his butler. What are these creative, sentencing? Are the judges just allowed to do that? Just this short Yoda creature comes out of nowhere and says, don't worry, Your Honor, I got this.
He can help ref children's basketball games.
Yeah. That's the thing. This guy is a ref for high school games.
The Whitey. The guy who's got to be, older than Dirt. Because he was old... in the 80s.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's like Betty White. He's always been old.
He had some pretty...
older than sliced bread.
That's right.
He had some pretty kick-ass hair in the
80s. In the 80s? He did have pretty kick-ass hair.
Pretty good hair. Just saying.
What's the deal with the fact that he's a ref? What? Larger question. What's his deal? I asked this during the movie and I still don't get it. What's this guy's deal?
He's just a ref.
What's his character arc? Because I'm not understanding it.
His arc?
Is there one to understand?
Here's the larger question. Is the idea of a high school basketball referee a trope? Has it ever been used in movies before? Is this a completely new idea? Is this based on anything? Why does he have to be a ref? And why is he so concerned with Davey's well-being?
Well, I think he's concerned with Davey's well-being just because that's who Whitey is.
He just loves everyone.
Yeah. Plus he was Davey's, he was the ref of Davey's games when Davey used to play too.
Mm.
There needed to be some connection.
It's a real weird subset to focus in on, the movie about the forgotten man, the referees at high school basketball games.
The real heroes.
No disrespect, the real heroes, the backbone of America.
Not even high school. It was the Jewish Community Center.
Ah.
There we go.
Yeah, that old, good old JCC.
They don't play basketball at the Jewish Community Center, I'm sure of it. Not that I've ever been to a Jewish community center, but I got to imagine they're not.
Tell me
basketball.
Where one Jewish community center is.
I
spell Jewish community center.
Israel?
ISR. I just think I don't want to give Adam Sandler credit for coming up with
the good story backstories, of a ref.
But I think it was just because. Okay, he was the ref,
mm-hmm.
So he is a ref.
Are refs generally that nice and pleasant?
I mean,
you know,
I don't
constantly.
I know one quote unquote Ref. And cuss, she's annoying because she's my sister. Kind of biased on that one.
Well, there we go. There's our answer.
But Whitey's been doing this for his whole life. And,
yeah, pretty much.
He has one dream, and that is to win the what's the name of this?
30th annual All-Star.
35th
annual.
35th annual.
All-Star Patch Award.
Yes. What is the Patch Award?
It's an award that's a patch that you get. It's going to be the 35th year.
A little on the nose of a name. A little bit on the nose. The Patch Award. Man, what do I get? $20,000 cash.
Yeah. Or.
Or.
A patch. Paint the patch. Oh, this is such a beautiful patch. What is it?
Yeah, what?
Like, is there
what's the criteria?
It was something about just being just a generally good, like, humanitarian in the town of Dukesbury. And I remember the town's name for some reason.
But yeah. I remember it. You want to know why?
Why?
You, was it go to sleep drunk in Dukesbury, you wake up in Pukesbury?
Oh, so many horrible lines.
Beautiful.
Oh, the script is so bad. Not to mention all of the shit jokes and the barfing jokes and the shitting reindeer and all that fucking bullshit. Oh, I hate Adam Sandler so much. It's so awful. Essentially the plot of the film is Whitey takes Davey under his wing, teaches him the air in his ways. I guess really the main conclusion is if you want to get the girl and you want to enjoy the holiday season and you want to make Hanukkah a little more pleasant, just cry a little more. Is that all it is? Like cry if you're sad? Because that was pretty much the lesson. Like, once Davy started crying,
the moral
it was like,
of the story, children,
is be a bitch. Is that what it is?
And that's what Hanukkah is all about.
It's okay to cry, Nico.
I don't like that. No, I don't like it at all. This is coming from someone that cries at Survivor. I did admit this last week.
True story.
No, I don't like it. No, I don't think that we're teaching the children the right lessons here. I think, like, suck it up, yo.
Just suck it up.
Deal with it. Like, you can't play hoop anymore.
You fat ass motherfucker, get off the court. This movie with its fat people, by the
way.
I had a lot of
fat shame.
Yeah.
I did like the shit with the only part that I found funny in this whole thing was the one fat kid that played basketball at the Jewish community center. Davey told them to get a bra or whatever because, like, his boobs are too big, and Whitey goes and comforts him by saying, "You have great boobs.
Don't worry, kid. You have great boobs.
You have great boobs." Then he's seen at Victoria's Secret later trying bras on.
Oh, yeah, my God.
It's the only part I found funny.
You laughed at the picture.
What picture?
The picture of Eleanor and Whitey.
That was funny. Okay, that was all right.
So Eleanor is Whitey's
fraternal
twin. They live together. They soak their feet every evening. And
she is remarkable at the trombone.
Yeah, for some reason.
Why is the trombone a fat person instrument? I don't know any skinny trombone players.
Trombonist?
I couldn't give you a single one.
I never played the euphonium. Yeah.
What the fuck?
You just made up that word.
It's a euphonium.
No, I didn't.
That's not a word.
Spell it. Hold on.
Euphonium. Yeah. I think that's how you spell it.
You know, a euphonium is...
You know, it's like a smaller tuba.
O-U-N-I-A-N. Euphonium? No. Oh. Euphonium. Wait, what?
Was it like a French
word? Wait, I'm sorry. Spell that again.
E-U-P-H-O-N-I-U-M. Yeah, I think.
This isn't a thing. You're making this up.
It is a thing, damn it.
No, you're making this shit up.
This is a thing.
No, it's not.
This is an instrument.
No,
it's a
not.
Wonderful instrument. No, it's not.
Was it big?
Yeah, it was.
You have to lug it around.
It's a large, conical bore, baritone voiced brass instrument that derives its name from the Greek word euphonous, meaning well-sounding.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume... It's not well sounding.
It's okay, you know.
Just because a lot of horns are just obnoxious, like the bugle.
The bugle, yeah.
Bugle's annoying.
This is lower than
the food is delicious.
The bugle.
Well, sure. Bugles are good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Oh man, I did not appreciate the basketball logic in this. If I could, you know what? As someone that has some blood in him of basketball acumen, not one that actually has any basketball acumen, I did not appreciate like the screens that these guys were setting up during these fucking like games. Like I don't buy it. First of all, really lazy zone defense. Like really lazy. Like you got to play these guys man to man, man. Like you like get up on them. Like, you know, set up a post. Like also I don't know a single.
Wake me up when he's done with this.
I don't know a single high school basketball coach.
Not high school, community center.
Community center basketball. No, this was in high school. This was during the high school games. Yes, in the flashbacks.
No, it was at the community center.
Okay. I don't know any Jewish community center basketball coach that
you
would
could have just stopped at Senna.
Yeah. That would be encouraging his kids to be like playing hero ball. Like they all got in a circle. They're like, all right, guys, we're probably gonna lose this game. As a matter of fact, we're definitely gonna lose this game. The only shot that we have is feeding the ball to Davey as much as we possibly can. And everybody on the team is just like, yeah, we all right with giving the ball to Davey all game. They're like, sure, just give the ball to Davey
which,
all game.
Which Adam said. Why didn't they just do that?
From the beginning. Why didn't he, like, actually play a good game from the beginning? Makes no sense.
He scores 12 baskets in less than a quarter.
You would never like, take that kid out of the game. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Just give the kid the damn ball.
Exactly.
From tip-off.
No, I don't think this is not, like, creating an environment of cohesion. I'm just saying, like, the chemistry on that team is not great. I'm like, that is how Kobe Bryant is born. Like, that is Kobe. That's like, that. This is faulty-ass logic. I don't like it whatsoever. You know, this is hero ball at its absolute worst.
Not a fan of Kobe? Are we now?
I like Kobe as much as the next guy. Why not? We all like Kobe, don't we?
Sure.
Actually, no, most people don't like Kobe. Most people pretty much hate Kobe. For that exact same reason. Because they're just like, yeah, feed him the ball. It's ridiculous.
Pretty much.
No, didn't like the basketball logic there. Whitey and his sister are kind of annoying.
Kind of annoying.
Actually.
Kind of annoying.
Really annoying. Whitey has seizures a lot. We should mention that.
Yep.
And
Eleanor is apparently a black belt.
Apparently.
Also, everyone in this town seems to have nunchucks.
Which is fine.
Is it none or nunchucks? None, right? Nunchucks.
I believe it's none. Yeah.
Everyone in this town apparently has nunchucks.
Yeah, that's
thing. You don't have any nunchucks in your room.
Can't say that I do.
That's okay. That's all right. It's fine.
I have a lot of shurikens. Shurikens. I have a lot of shurikens.
Shurikens. Any size?
One size.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Shuriken is a ninja star.
Yeah, you got, yeah.
Sai is the little pitchfork thing that one of the Ninja Turtles uses. Yeah.
Raphael specifically.
Thank you. Couldn't remember which one used it.
The one with the red.
I've been really trying, baby. That's the ladies right now. That's what they're putting on after hearing that.
Oh, yeah. We're always mindful of our female audience.
You really are. And whenever you slip in stuff like that.
By
like,
the way.
Which Ninja Turtle uses the Sai?
Let's see. So Raphael uses the Sai.
Mikey uses the bow. The bow staff.
No, that's Donatello.
No. Yeah, you're right.
And then Mikey uses the nunchucks.
Mikey uses the nunchucks.
And Leonardo has the katanas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Fascinating.
I was going to say, at Barnes & Noble, I was shopping, and they had a $150 movie-grade lightsaber there. And I was thinking about getting it. I didn't get it, but...
Oh, was it the Force FX one?
I think it was. I was so tempted because I'm a total geek and I need my Star Wars shit.
You can't fight with it though, right?
No, you can.
Yeah,
you can.
They're pretty durable. Okay. They're not like actual battling sabers, because they sell dueling sabers online for. I think Vaderhead makes custom ones for like $350, which I kind of want one.
Yeah,
I
kind of do too.
They're like really really cool. But the Force FX ones are for like. Light dueling sounds really fucking stupid. But it's not for, like, recreating scenes and shit.
Right.
Or, like, having, like, actual, like, lightsaber duels. But it's for, like, playing around, like... But you can whack them pretty well.
To all the listeners, this is a very serious matter, by the way.
Yeah, this is very...
We really need to discuss
these
ideas.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
I know what I'm getting in my stocking.
Yeah, I'm not getting you a Force FX. I wouldn't get myself a Force FX lightsaber. You're not getting one.
We should mention, by the way, that this movie's a musical.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I love our segues.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely a musical. All the songs are pretty shitty. and they don't really serve any sort of purpose. This is just a collection of shit jokes with a very thinly constructed plot, with unlikable characters, very bad one-liners, and the most annoying voice of all time, Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Gene Shalit.
Did you just drop a Gene Shalit reference on me? Oh, my God.
That's sort of obscure.
Kind of obscure, right?
It's good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thank you, buddy. Proud of you. That's all I got. What do you got on this movie? Eight Crazy Nights.
We barely talked about the musical numbers. Mm. And anything other to say other than the fact that they're bad? I mean, they kind of come out of nowhere.
One has Dylan and Cole Sprouse in it. And Tom Kenny, who I met.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I hadn't noticed. Yeah. Thanks for reminding us for the fifth time.
Well, I like telling people that.
Yeah, you made a Metallica joke or some shit.
Ronnie James Dio. Okay. Get it right. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Just it's all just Metallica.
Yeah. You guys didn't like that scene. I actually kind of liked that scene because it was a little trippy. At least I felt like there was something going on, because most of the movie was pretty bland.
The product placement in that scene is the most egregious thing I've ever seen,
and wasn't authorized.
See, that I kind of like. That's badass.
Yeah, he just did it.
That's badass. Good on Adam Sandler.
Oh, I would just like to point out, one of the mascot was KB Toys.
Yeah.
Do you remember KB Toys?
I used to fucking go there all the time.
That was the shit.
All the time.
Me too. I think there's one still around.
Really?
No, I thought they all shut down.
I'm pretty sure I found one at one of the malls around the area like about a year ago.
Like here?
Yeah.
No.
You sure about that?
I would know about it.
I'm pretty sure, like, one of the malls, like, within, like, a half-hour radius of here has a KB Toys in it.
A KB
Toys? No, KB Toys totally went out of business.
That's what I thought.
Oh. That was the shit.
There's, like, a Toys R Us in one of them. Mm. But there's no more KB Toys.
I remember.
Oh, that's right. Mitt Romney bankrupted them.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? There's one in Niagara Falls still. Oh. You can go there. You can go to Utah.
Utah.
Yeah, and that's it. There's two in Canada. There's one in Utah.
I was very upset when that place just stopped showing up, and I had no idea why, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
And then they got bought ultimately by – was it Toys R Us bought them?
I think it was.
And then they just decided to say, screw it. Now they're just all Toys R Us's.
Right.
There's too many R Us's.
Yeah, I agree.
I can name two, babies actually. Babies R Us. I can name babies and toys.
That's it. Yeah, that's
there's
it.
Kids R Us.
Oh, you're right. There is Kids R Us.
There is,
still, too many R Us's.
Meth Dealers R Us. That's definitely one.
Like I was upset.
$5 Hookers R Us.
Jesus.
There was a store.
only the $5 ones. It's only the ones on budget.
Yeah.
They're
on clearance. It's like the pit. They got dinged up in transit, and now they're just selling them.
I will say it does date itself with some of these stores, though. It's very early 2000. You know, the types of stores that you would see at the mall.
Didn't see any Blockbusters in that mall.
I don't know if that was really a mall place. No, that was more of a freestanding.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That was like that was a strip mall place. That wasn't like a mall.
That's true.
Yeah.
Accurate. The one musical number I liked was the Technical Foul song.
Really?
Technical Foul?
That's the only one that was like, all right, that's it. It's pretty good, a little catchy.
Yeah. I don't think there's a single song, single number in here that I actually liked. Honestly, I found them all just far too annoying for their own.
I liked when they played the Hanukkah song at the end. Does that count?
That was great. That was my favorite part of the movie.
That was the best part of the movie
because it was over and we got the only thing that I actually liked that Adam Sandler does.
No, don't you like the Thanksgiving song?
It's okay.
It's okay.
I thought you liked it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not, you know, it's not the Hanukkah song.
Well, it's not. Well,
you know, man.
Whatever.
Adam Sandler, I mean, this is kind of weird that we're talking about a movie from 2002 that I say this, but let's let Hanukkah go. Let someone else do Hanukkah. Let's give it to, like, I don't know, Amy Schumer or something. Let's give it to another comedian. Let's just let them do it. I don't know if she's Jewish. Seth Rogen's Jewish, right?
You could give it to Seth Rogen.
Yeah, give it to Seth Rogen. Give it to one of the other Jews. Yeah. Like, someone, let someone else carry the baton. You know what I mean? I don't know. And I apologize to all the Jews out there. Like, if I ever get the pull to put out a major motion picture one day, I'll give you guys a movie. I'll give you guys a really good movie. And, like, Mel Gibson won't be involved. And, oh, like, you know, we'll have a great time. There you go.
Let's have Mel Brooks take a whack at it.
Yes. Why has Mel Brooks not really done it? He hasn't done a definitive Jewish movie.
No.
No, he
really isn't. Very Jewish.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, there's Jewish influences, I guess, in it, but not, yeah. Like, there's no, like,
Jewish. There's no, like, History of the World, Part 1, mm-hmm. which is still my favorite movie title. Mm-hmm. He teased us with Jews in Space.
That's yes.
True. I want Jews in Space.
I agree.
So do I.
Can we get Jews in space?
I think we can make that happen. I don't think he's doing anything,
do
right?
Do you, Mel Brooks?
He's still alive, correct?
Yes, he's still alive.
He's still kicking, isn't he?
He's old.
No, he's out there.
There's a lot of these guys too that are still you know, they're still doing their thing. Right. I can't believe Clint Eastwood.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. No, I knock on wood.
He can stop though. Clint Eastwood can stop.
Did you see Sully?
No, how was it?
Yeah. Did you see Sully?
No.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, that's the end of that conversation for all time.
I fucking saw. No intention.
My parents saw it, but you know.
Yeah, Mel Brooks is 90.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy
when
shit.
When was his last movie?
What was his last movie?
What is IMDb?
Was it the...
Because I still see him, like, places.
Yeah, no, he's still, like, but out and... But I don't think he, like, does.
He was in,
anymore.
Like, a season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Hmm. He like, made a couple... Like appearances, places.
He played a voice, or he did a voice on that Robots movie, that animated movie.
That movie was horrible. I hate that movie.
Ewan McGregor.
I hate that movie.
Was that Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Robin Williams, too, was in it.
Yeah, that's right.
The Red
Robot, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that movie.
But, Ewan McGregor is in the new Beauty and the Beast movie.
Speaking of which,
kind of excited about that.
We're getting Trainspotting 2.
We are. Are you Are you a Trainspotting fan, Zach?
I watched it forever ago and couldn't tell you what it's like. About besides heroin?
Sure. It doesn't have much of a plot.
Yeah, it didn't really have much of a plot. There's just dead babies and shit.
And I love it, by the way.
But I do. I remember I liked it. But I like I said, it was forever ago.
They're also doing a sequel, and they just released a trailer to what would be my favorite Ridley Scott film if it wasn't for Alien.
Right. Yeah. Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
Right. Yeah. Blade Runner
2049.
I'm kind of psyched for that.
Yeah.
Well, that's your boy Villeneuve, right?
Yep.
Your big Dallas Villeneuve.
I cannot wait.
Sure, it looked great. I'm in.
It looked amazing. I was like,
I'm not a huge Blade Runner.
He was in Glenn Mutton DDS.
What is that?
That was a fucking. Was it a claymation show on fucking Nickelodeon?
Mel Brooks was in that?
Yeah.
Okay, this guy needs a comeback. We need to start there. Mel Brooks needs a comeback at age 90.
It's Blazing Samurai.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Blazing Samurai?
Yeah, it's filming.
Oh, God.
The Guardian Brothers in the English version. Hotel Transylvania 2.
Of course. Another Adam Sandler joint.
Naturally.
Was he in the first Hotel Transylvania?
Because
I wasn't aware of this.
No.
What was that movie he did with Leslie Nielsen, the vampire? It's like a parody of like
Dracula?
No. What the fuck was it? It was bad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's see, Kobe Enthusiasm.
Trainspotting.
He played Santa Claus in fucking Jimmy Neutron.
That was Mel Brooks?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't remember Santa Claus in Jimmy Neutron.
I do, in hindsight, vaguely, yeah, I do remember Santa Claus in that.
I
don't.
Jimmy Neutron.
Mel Brooks, what is he doing on Jimmy Neutron?
What the fuck?
Jesus.
He was uncredited with a voice in The Prince of Egypt.
Wow.
Dracula, Dead and Loving It?
Yep.
Yeah, that's about right.
Where he played Van Helsing?
Oh my God.
I can't think of a movie that needs a sequel less than Trainspotting.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
That's the weird thing about it, right? Like, it's such, like, its own closed
story. But
weren't
you all for it when you heard they were doing it?
No, I think I'm in, but I don't know where they're going to go with this. I'm willing to see where it takes us, but, like...
Danny Boyle hasn't really disappointed me in a long time, honestly. Yeah.
In a long time.
I'm not a Slumdog fan.
I like Slumdog.
What was his last? Did you like Steve Jobs?
Didn't see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so he can't disappoint you then, right? No, I actually like Steve Jobs quite a bit.
Yeah, no, is that the one you went to with Georgie?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
No, and I like 127 Hours.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
So, yeah. And 28 Days Later is one of my favorites as well. So
it's just weird because it's so like, it's not like the type of movie where, oh, I can't wait to spend some time with my pals again in Scotland or where they're in Scotland, yeah, right? It's kind of disturbing and dark in many ways. And it's like, it's not really like, it's not like really like a romp. You know what I mean?
It's got a very interesting sense of humor. I guess we'll put it like
I would say that. Yeah. But yeah. It's weird.
My older brother fucking loves it, and he does not like movies. It's so weird to hear him say, "I love this movie." I'm like, "What?" Mm. It's odd what movies
doesn't like movies.
Yeah, well, it's odd what movies resonate with him and what movies don't. Like, he really did not like The Force Awakens, and I'm like,
"Well, he's wrong."
Well, yeah, I know, but but I was like, I'm fascinated by that. I'm trying to understand how someone could just be so indifferent towards such a fucking great movie, and then just absolutely love something that's just that out there. I mean, I understand that because I love out there shit, but I mean, just
it is out there. Yeah, it's weird if you're not like a casual movie fan to like
exactly.
It is weird. So, yeah,
I don't know.
Speaking of Force Awakens, we will return. We have a bit of a schedule over the next week or so that we're trying to nail down here, but Nick will be back by the next podcast. Nick Evangelista will be in studio, and it's going to be a four-man operation yet again, and I'm very much looking forward to that. I can't wait to see him.
Yeah.
That'll be coming up.
That mic is going to get crowded.
Yes, it will. We also...
Hey, you've replaced him. You got to use his mic when he's back, too.
Shit.
Not to mention, this is literally my microphone.
Yes. So by that, he means he literally purchased
it. I bought it. This is mine.
We... also have a Star Wars recap coming up within the next 2 weeks or so. We're going to talk about Rogue One in extensive detail. I have a lot to say about it. Adam, I know, has a lot to say about it. And Zach, by virtue of Zach, I'm sure he has a lot to say about it too. And hopefully Nick will see it when he gets back. But we have to talk about that within the next week. And yeah, we'll do our Christmas swap, catch up with what Nick's doing, what Japan was like. And it'll be a good time. We're going to get some fun shows out there for you guys in the next couple weeks. So thank you very, very much. Oh, we got the Wataddies too coming up, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do have the Wataddies, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We got to start working on that.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Jesus, we got a lot to get to. Man, oh, man.
Well, it's a good thing Adam and I are in school.
Yeah.
That's true.
The good thing the semester's over.
I was robbed from my Wataddy, by the way. I'm just saying. I was fucking robbed.
Well, guess what, Adam?
What were you up for?
It was best special guest.
Best guest. Remember that? He was snubbed.
Oh, you weren't going to win that anyway.
But you were giving it... Okay, so it was vetoed, for one thing, for Michaela. But then you're giving it to Abby for the fucking...
Yes.
Like, it's...
No. Yes.
Now you get your revenge this year, though.
Yeah.
You will. Now the tables are turned. You get to decide.
Yeah, you're going to be...
Ball is in your court, Adam.
Are we doing any vetoes?
That's right.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
We'll
get
figure
the
it
committee
out.
Together.
We'll figure it
it's
out.
It's kind of like at the Oscars last year. They snubbed all the people of color. Like, we had to make some rule changes.
Speaking of which, in terms of awards, what did you think about the Golden Globes, if you care at all?
We'll talk about that when the time comes.
You know, a certain movie that you're not that fond of was nominated for Best... picture, and it was I was surprised at that, but
we'll talk about it when the time comes.
Okay.
Talk about it. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Award season is upon us. I just realized I have a guy to talk about award seasons with.
I like
yes, Adam.
I love talking about award season.
This will be Adam's last broadcast.
I like that you called it a broadcast. That's giving us way too much credit. You know what? Adam, how about we do some award shows for the Nico Show?
Yes, please.
How about we
don't
do that?
Don't do it here.
Let's
don't
do that.
Don't do it here.
You want to do a couple shows? Because I normally do it by myself, but maybe we should do like some Oscar recaps and shit on another podcast.
So figure it out after.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll do that.
Yep. So.
Yeah, that's coming. Anyway, you guys, I say this from the bottom of my heart. Happy Christmas. Merry New Year.
What? Okay. Sure.
I'll accept it.
You're being, you know, different and interesting. I'm okay with it.
Well, that's me. What can I say? I'm different and I'm interesting.
Yeah.
different. What can I say?
Everybody at home, thank you so much for sticking with us over the last couple of months during this tumultuous period in this podcast.
Of which we blame who, Adam? Who are we blaming?
Nick?
No. Close. You had a 50-50 shot. Yeah. You got it wrong.
Yeah.
Be safe. Have a great holiday with your fam, with your friends, or by yourself if you roll that way. Just don't jerk off too much. And you, ladies and gentlemen, have all been.
How have we not said naughty list at the end of these for Christmas?
Take two.
I just thought of that.
You, my friends, have all been on the naughty list.
Naughty.
Naughty. List.